Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
You can stick it to the man and big tech. Join our FTL social mastodon at social.freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live. We are kicking off the third hour of the program. Phones are open and you can join the show here. The number is 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. Here in the studio tonight, it's Ian.
It's Bonnie.
And Mark.
And we have Mark from a remote location. His video is kind of in sync sometimes, and it's out of sync sometimes. So for you on the radio, you have no idea about any of that. The audio is sounding fine, Mark. And I don't know if that's a problem on our end or your end or Jitsi's problem, but either way, it's good to have you here.
Thank you. I probably should find. I probably should get like plugged in directly to a fiber line.
Yeah. If you got that option, if you're ever calling in to any kind of, you know, this is a tip for anybody out there. If you're ever doing any kind of a video conference or video appearance, something, an interview, or you know, even if it's for your job or whatever, always best to do it on a hard wired to a router instead of over Wi-Fi. If you're on a Wi-Fi connection, then it's just not going to be as reliable. Even if you're sitting in the same room as the Wi-Fi router. Just having that hard wire to the router is always going to do a better job. You're going to look better. It's going to be smoother. You're not going to have as many digital artifacts, as they call them. Let's go to the phones, though. I know, Mark, you wanted to talk about Israel and Cuba coming up here. We never got to whatever point you were going to make about that, so let's not forget. I did make a note. Let's talk, though, first to Major Payne in Michigan. Go ahead, Major.
Yeah, I want to jump onto a little bit of Ricky stuff about Israel, too. But when you guys were talking about taxes earlier, I'm surprised nobody ever brought up the sin tax or the federal highway gas tax. That's how they really bang the poor people.
Yeah, Mark, are you going to say that sin taxes are also voluntary?
What exactly is a sin tax?
Gas taxes are voluntary as well?
What's sin tax?
Well, yeah, gas taxes are actually voluntary, and let me get into that. So in most towns, I know Keene, New Hampshire, for instance, there's a gas station out in Swansea that sells agricultural fuel. And this is fuel that is untaxed by the Department
That's
of Transportation.
Off-road. That's off-road.
Yeah, I know what if you use somebody's road, shouldn't you pay for it?
Well, okay, granted.
All right. And
well, there's other ways to pay for a road than through the system that the government has created. And it
so you don't like the way they decided to pay for the road. But
yeah, their system
that
sucks,
is paying for
and
the
it
road.
Was forced upon us. So, again, this is not voluntary, even though you could say you're not forced to drive, and I get that point. The people who want to go into the business of selling people gasoline are the ones who are being coerced. They're the ones who are being told, you have to collect this tax and you have to pay it to us or we're going to hurt you. And that is not
voluntary. You can choose not to pay that fee and you can take the risk of driving on the road.
You cannot choose to do that if you want to sell gasoline to people. You're going to have men with guns come into your establishment, and they're going to raid your establishment, and you're going to be put in handcuffs. Bonnie, to answer your question earlier, if sin taxes would be taxes on alcohol, taxes on gambling, taxes on cigarettes, yeah. And that you could argue, again, is voluntary from the same argument, but also not on the people who want to sell those items to people. It is not voluntary for them. They are the ones being coerced into paying those taxes.
So let me ask you, Ian, and this is an important question, we're talking about voluntary situations. If, for whatever reason, You know, some private place came up. I don't want to keep using Prosper as an example because you, I don't know what, you can't buy cigarettes in Prosper. They don't currently sell them, but I'm sure they wouldn't stop you from buying cigarettes in Prosper. Prosper is a Zeddy in Honduras, but there certainly is this Catholic city that was trying to make condom purchases limited down in, South Florida at one point.
Yeah, that's right.
And if somebody set up a private government that everybody who moved in agreed to it, and they said, look, one of the ways that we're going to fund ourselves is we're going to tax liquor, we're going to tax tobacco, we're going to tax gambling, we're going to tax marijuana sales, we're going to tax these things.
Well, that's a private agreement,
exactly,
as
right.
we discussed before, right, as we discussed before with a deed-restricted neighborhood, or in this case a private community that everybody is choosing to join.
That's acceptable.
You
right.
know when you're joining that, you're presented with the rules, you're presented with the restrictions.
But not a place that people who are long dead, who stole land from Indians, decided on these rules, and then people who have come after them have been the ones that had the most power in the community and were like, oh, I'm going to get on this scheme. That's not right, and that's not the same thing as somebody who has started their own private government and everybody on the land agreed to it. It's just not the same thing.
Right. If I want to go to a strip mall and buy and rent a location in that strip mall for $3,000 a month or whatever it is, the owner of that strip mall is not going to tell me anything about what this stupid government's rules are. He's just going to say, you know, he may ask what I'm going to be selling there. He, just out of his curiosity, maybe he's got some sort of arrangement where he won't allow two restaurants right next door to one another. There may be like an exclusivity thing with his property. So there may be some questions he has, but he's not going to say, oh, you have to go and do X, Y, and Z in order to rent here. Maybe some of them would do that. But
in some states, you have to, if you're going to rent privately, you have to have a rider to your rental agreement that says that a person won't do drugs in the house and a variety of things. For instance, when I was property managing, I did have to include this in the contract with some people. Now, I literally, you know, included this rider, had the people sign this rider, and then went out and smoked pot with them on the porch.
Yeah.
But we signed it. So this rider on this this rental, that this imaginary rental you're talking about, could say, and you must follow all the laws that are you know, pertinent inside this municipality and geographic area. And
yeah,
blah, blah, blah,
there's
blah, blah.
Probably some boilerplate that's like that out there.
There's
but again, you know, the idea that you could somehow expect someone to know what all the laws are is absolutely ludicrous, and we all understand that it's impossible to read all the laws. So
it's hard to even look them up.
That's, yeah,
I'm not claiming that this is, I'm not claiming the system is efficient. I'm not claiming it's good. I'm just claiming that you opt into a bad and inefficient system by choosing to continue to live there.
I don't want to go live in a third world country because
that isn't an argument against what I'm saying or for it.
No, I'm sorry, Mark.
It's
you cannot
irrelevant.
Tell people who are born in a place they had no control.
Oh, now we've got the.
Go.
So you have some kind of right. Look at the super nationalist here. It's like, I'm an American. I was born here. It's my birthright.
Major,
no,
do you want to
the
add
fact
more?
That you're born, if you were born in a rental property, if your parents rented a property and your mom decided she wanted to have the baby in that rental property, it does not make it yours. And it doesn't mean you get to say anything about that rental agreement.
It's not about being born in a country. It's about being born on this planet. You can't be born on a different planet. And the thing about your rental problem that you just brought up is that that would be that person stepping on the owner's toes. That would be that person stepping on the owner's rights. And there's no owner of this land that I live on other than the Shire Free Church. And
how'd that
who are
happen?
Claiming to have the correct ownership, but it's made of lies because the
ownership
of
the Shire Free Church has on the studio property is only based on a system where that's perpetuated by the same violence that you're upset about. Every piece of property is violence.
No, it's
the
not.
Reason that it belongs to the Shire Free Church is because somebody is willing to shoot someone else center of mass over taking it.
You don't even know that anyone ever lived here. Native Americans didn't live in every single spot on the country.
You don't know that anybody lived in Keene, New Hampshire, but it's illegitimate.
It is illegitimate.
The city of Keene is illegitimate.
That's what I'm saying.
The city of Keene is a political designation, is a so-called municipal corporation.
It is a corporation.
It is a group of people.
No, sir, it is not a corporation. The Shire Free Church is a church. It is a group of people who've come together to worship together.
Who are alive now.
That's all our group is.
The Shire Free Church, the people who are part of the Shire Free Church, some of them have corporations, and those corporations exist to assist the church in its mission, which includes having to do things like own property. So the church is not the owner of the property.
This yoga,
the corporation.
These mental gymnastics, the genuflications that you guys are going through, is solved by simply saying, oh, yeah, it turns out I was tricked, and I believed something that wasn't so. And I changed my mind on this. Keene, New Hampshire owns Keene, New Hampshire, and it can frickin' have it.
What is Keene, New Hampshire?
Keene, New Hampshire is a
group
of people.
Why would I say that when I don't believe we've
forced you to do what they say inside their jurisdiction?
That is the city of Keene, quote unquote, the city of Keene. These are the people you're referring to. Keene, New Hampshire is a map designation. The quote unquote city of Keene is a group of people that will use violence against you, and you're saying that that's legitimate, Mark, and that's the sad part about this whole discussion.
When I owned a property in New Hampshire, if somebody came on there and decided to violate my rules, which weren't all written, mind you, and I would have used violence, as you call it, to get them to stop.
Yes, that would be the legitimate use of violence.
That's because Keene, New Hampshire owns your property.
Who is Keene, New Hampshire?
Keene, New Hampshire is a group of people that will shoot you over the rules that they wrote down over a period of time, over 200 years. They've owned that property for a long time.
Even those
They're
people are not actually, that's actually not even correct. Those people are not actually the city of Keene. And they will tell you that. I asked the judge in my trial, who are you representing? And he said, no one. I'm not representing myself or anyone. So they're prosecuting me for a parking ticket. The victim is the city of Keene. And they can't point to me who that person is.
Well, the judge can't be the victim. That wouldn't be a very fair thing. Now, I'm
it
not
wouldn't,
claiming...
But he is. He claims to be while claiming that he doesn't claim to be.
The state is the so-called victim, which includes the judge, who claims he's not part of
the state.
He gets paid by them.
Right, which he didn't admit to.
I'm not defending their system.
Well, that's
I'm
the
telling
thing.
You that they
Mark,
own it.
You are absolutely defending their system whenever you say they rightfully... Like, in
well,
reality, right
there it is.
Own it.
The question. You said rightfully, and I have never said rightfully. Because I don't know.
Well, then why do you give them the
credit
of owning it?
Yeah, why do you keep saying they own it?
Because you won't have a damn conversation about it. You will not let 1 point
we
slide by.
We did a whole after show
shot.
About it. We did a whole entire after show about
all
this.
All right, here we go.
Pretend.
Let me ask
you a question. Major Payne, the chance to weigh in here. He's still on the line listening to all this. Major,
all right.
Go ahead.
Good Lord, guys. As far as Bonnie saying Keene, New Hampshire is illegitimate, let's say I was born and I didn't know my mother or my father. I would be illegitimate, yet
it's
I still exist.
It's a different type
no,
of...
No, I still exist,
right? It's the Major Payne, that's a different definition. Whenever people say illegitimate child because the parents weren't married, doesn't mean you don't exist. That doesn't mean you... Suddenly,
not
like,
legal. Legitimate and legal are the synonymous terms. They're related.
You still exist in point of fact
on
reality.
Paper, no, on paper you don't exist.
Okay, that's fine. On
paper
you
on paper,
don't exist, but in point
paper.
Of fact reality you exist. But in this case, it's actually the opposite. On paper, they quote-unquote exist because paper is just a bunch of words people can write down and say whatever they want. I can say I'm a fairy godmother on a piece of paper, and it doesn't make it true in point of fact reality.
Mm.
Well, that's true enough.
Thank you, Major, for the call tonight, man. I appreciate it. Let's go to this caller. Caller, is this Peoples Mountaineer?
It is.
Welcome, sir.
And I just wanted to call in to wish everyone a happy Bitcoin Pizza Day.
Oh, thank you.
Man.
Oh, that's today?
Yeah, it's today.
I haven't had any.
the 22nd.
We actually, like 2 days ago, yeah.
We did go to Little Zoe's Pizza here in Keene on Thursday for our Bitcoin meetup, but yeah, we didn't discuss the fact
that... I think you ate pizza on Bitcoin Pizza Day, Ian, because it was like past midnight when you ate pizza last night.
That's true. I did finish off the Little Zoe's Pizza. But unfortunately, due to my bail conditions, I'm not allowed to spend cryptocurrency, so I have not actually participated in Bitcoin Pizza Day in a meaningful sense
in the
last 3 years.
But did you buy it in Goldbacks?
I did buy with Goldbacks. Nice. Yeah, I did pay with Goldbacks.
We had Bitcoin Pizza Day at Neptune's on Coral Beach in Honduras.
Let's say, Peekless, can you define what Bitcoin Pizza Day is for listeners that don't know?
Well, Bitcoin Pizza Day is a recognition of the very first official purchase that was done with Bitcoin, which was a purchase of 2 pizzas for 10,000 Bitcoins.
Wow.
Can you tell Mark why the city of Keene is illegitimate?
Oh, yeah. So you really did finally hit on the issue. So there's the difference between de facto and de jure is the legal term for it. But, like, can you keep someone using it is, like, the de facto. Like, if I steal your car, I own your car, in fact. But I don't have a right to it.
Right.
So there's a big difference between, like, can you use force to stop someone else from using a thing? Well, that's owning it in fact. Whereas if I mixed my labor with nature, or someone else did and then they gave it to me, or someone else did and then they traded it to me, those are things that I own by right.
Sounds about right to me. They can say that they own the land, and they can say that they'll kill me if I don't pay property taxes. That doesn't make it... Right, that doesn't make it the same exact thing as a human being who actually owns some land because they put their blood, sweat, and tears into it, and then they rent it out to people. Those are just two completely separate things.
I don't think they are, though. Like the ownership that you're talking about that occurs in Keene, New Hampshire. We're using Keene, you know, right now. The ownership that occurs in Keene, New Hampshire, is all built upon the claim that Keene, New Hampshire has to the land that it has drawn on some polygon on some map. Now, you know, they were incorporated in 1750 or something like that, and so they've gone through a few federated governments. They were a city before the United States left England. But, you know, they've continued on, and they've demanded money from people who live there and for, you know, services and blah, blah, blah. But ultimately, they, you know, the land that they have was probably owned by the Abenaki Indians at some point, right? And, you know, those Abenaki Indians, and I haven't studied it.
Well, actually,
but they were...
hold on. Let me stop you right there. So one of the fundamental flaws in logic is that people believe that unaltered land can be owned. You can't actually own nature. That's the one thing you can't own. Once you mix your labor with it, then you own the resulting product.
Okay, and, you know, it's beginning to sound Georgist here. How much labor are we talking about? If I just mix the kind of labor that draws a polygon around it, do I own it?
Well, you own where you drew, but you don't own the bit in the middle.
Okay. Well,
I would have to agree with that.
Like,
living in Utah.
If you set up a fence, you own the fence, but you don't own the stuff on either side of the fence.
Well, I'll tell you this. I'm not willing to shoot anybody over land, generally. So, fortunately, I haven't had to run across this particular thing. But I think the point that I want to make is that the Abenaki Indians, as evidenced by what is going on in Oklahoma right now, would have had a government right now. And that government would not be hailed by Ian Freeman as legitimate. So, I don't think that you can make these voluntarist types happy. Like, there's always going to be somebody who's like, no, Israel was taken from the Jews in 0 BC by the Romans or something. And
well,
none of this stuff...
What's that? Yeah, but you can't prove any of that.
But there are people who can right now prove their ownership over land from 1963 in Cuba. There are people who can, probably somebody who can prove ownership of land prior to 1900 in Israel.
Again, you can't actually own land. Now, if you plant crops, you own the crops.
If your house is sitting there, you can claim to own that.
Hmm?
Your house?
Sorry, what?
If your house is sitting there, you can claim to own that.
Uh-huh.
Well, all I'm saying is at some point, you got to give up. At some point, you just have to say whoever it is that's claiming to own this owns it.
Well, maybe if you have a weak constitution.
What do you mean, a weak constitution?
Yeah, I mean, so here's the thing. The reason we clarify these things is so we know which direction we're trying to go. I mean, yeah, we're not there yet. There is no place on Earth that I'm aware of that operates according to reasonable property rights. But by knowing what they are, we at least know which direction we're headed, so that when we do get some amount of influence over some amount of space and time, we can say, okay, well, these are the rules that we're operating according to.
I gotta say, when I lived in Utah, I would go out into the middle of the desert where there was absolutely not another human being except for, like, whoever was with me. Didn't usually do this alone. In miles and miles and miles and miles away from me on every direction you could possibly go, as far as I knew. And I would think to myself, like, I don't believe that this belongs to the government at all, but I also just can't agree that, oh, if the government disappeared today, that people could just be like, oh, I have $100,000, I'm going to draw a line around this, and this is all mine. I just, like, that doesn't feel right to me. It doesn't make sense. I think I have to agree with Peakless Mountaineer that you have to actually have something sitting on the land for that spot to be yours. Like, you have to actually be doing something with it. The idea of some corporation just being like, I circled 100 square miles of Utah and it's mine now, and you can't go there unless I say you can, that makes me so mad. Just as bad as the government did.
And just to flesh that out a little bit, you also can't, like, steal a bunch of other people's money, lay down a road, and say, now I own this. Because that also, I mean, you can own it de facto, but you don't have a right to what you've stolen.
Many of these roads, especially in New England, so we're talking about Keene, New Hampshire, were there because of deer trails. Like, the deers would go down a trail, the Indians went down the trail to follow the deer, the settlers went down the trails to follow the Indians, the settlers brought carts, the carts were followed by cars, the cars, then the road was paved, and these kind of things.
That's my Manchester sucks.
People, if you have more to say, you can hang on. Up to you. So put you on hold and you can decide. The number is 603-283-6160. He's making an interesting distinction here that de facto, the fact that there are people who will hurt you over land is not the same thing as them legitimately owning the land by right, by agreement.
Sure.
There's more coming up. It's Free Talk Live.
Hi, this is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and best-selling author on safety and preparedness. The fact is, things are getting downright scary for everyone who's storing their wealth in the banks. We just saw the collapse of three major banks, and I would urge you to consider protecting your wealth ASAP. If even a tiny percentage of Americans attempt to withdraw their savings, we would see a collapse of the entire banking system, sending us into a modern-day Great Depression. Fortunately, there is a way for you to avoid this. It starts with contacting Advantage Gold. If you have an IRA or 401k, Advantage Gold can help convert those paper assets into physical gold and silver. This is a process that I recommend everybody use as a hedge against rapid inflation and to protect your retirement wealth from the banks. Take control of your financial safety today. Call 800-900-8000 to get your free gold investment kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
USA News Update. South Carolina Senator Tim Scott is officially running for president.
And I'm running for president of the United States.
The Republican made the announcement Monday morning from his hometown of North Charleston. He said the U.S. is retreating from patriotism and faith under the Biden administration. Scott, who is the only black Republican in the U.S. Senate, is vying to be the first African-American to win the GOP nomination for president. Republicans in the New York State Senate want to know exactly how much the migrant crisis is costing taxpayers in New York. The Republicans' leader in the Senate sent a letter to the state's comptroller calling for every dollar spent on the migrant crisis to be updated and made public. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Appreciate what we do? Help us advertise, market, and promote for just $5 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
It's Free Talk Live. Phones are open here. We got time for you. If you dial in now, we will get you hopefully on the air. The number is 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. Mark is going to be going to a conference coming up later this year, October 14th and 15th. I believe it is the third annual Liberty in Our Lifetime conference. The website is...
Fourth.
Okay. LibertyInOurLifetime.org is where you can go to find out more about the event. It's going to be featuring the Free Cities people. They're going to have representatives from projects that will be purportedly upholding individual rights and freedoms in self-governing territories in the U.S., Honduras, Germany, and Norway. They're going to be joining to share progress and explain why you should consider moving to or doing business in a free city. Mark spoke at last year's conference, and he'll be speaking again this time around, October 14th and 15th. You can save 10% on your tickets by using code FTL, like Free Talk Live, when you visit LibertyInOurLifetime.org. Again, it's in Prague, October 14th and 15th. Join Mark. LibertyInOurLifetime.org. We bring Peakless Mountaineer back on the line with us, and we're talking about this conversation that has happened probably too many times at this point, where Mark, who had formerly been against things like governments, seems to be embracing them by saying
Hold
it's
on.
Totally fine for them to point a gun at you
nope.
and say, oh, no, that's not what you're saying?
Look, you can choose to drive a dump truck to work every day and be completely inefficient and use three gallons per mile if that's what you want to do. But it's inefficient and it's a bad idea. I think there's better and worse ways to govern. But I think that this whole taxation is theft and governments are illegitimate line of thinking is largely unproductive.
But okay, so you are saying they're legitimate, though, is what you're saying.
Legitimate, yes. They create the laws, so there's something called legitimacy. And I would go so far as to agree with Peekless. Well, I mean, I would use...
I don't think he's agreeing with you here.
To say that they are
de facto... I'm definitely not agreeing with you.
So de facto legitimate, too.
I don't think he said de facto legitimate.
If there is a monopoly on your law system, then it can't be legitimate.
You don't like monopolies, me either.
Right, and that's all this is. It's just a monopoly on...
Where in the law does it say that we should be able to have competition in law?
Where in the law does it say that we should have competition in law?
Well, you said legitimate. You said legitimate, and then legitimate usually talks about laws. I don't know how to define these terms.
It's to law or rules. I just Googled it to make sure it means to law or rules. It doesn't just mean legal land laws.
You're talking about the word legitimate?
Yes.
Okay, once again, just as our discussion earlier with Alu was all about definitions here, this is in regards to definitions. I get where you're coming from, Mark. It is, you know, commonly defined, you know, legitimate as regarding to law or lawful. But I think a lot of people use
you want to know where in the law it says that you can do that? In the Declaration of Independence.
It's a rhetorical document. I love it. I mean, it doesn't have any legal basis in the United States, but it's kind of what the United States was based on. I don't know that it says
ability to choose which legal system is hyper legitimate. It is beyond legal because the law system had to be picked by people.
And what I would say is that freedom should be defined by the ability to leave whatever the system is, whatever the group is, right? Like, so if, you know, you're Keene, New Hampshire, you should be able to buy a big old piece of property. And
why does it have to be
We have to choose a specific plantation, but we can't just choose to not be a part of a plantation.
Why can't it be the freedom to simply say no? That's the freedom that we're talking about here. No.
Most powerful word in the English language.
Because it's the owners of the land have defined a set of rules.
They're not the rightful owners.
Yeah, I think that's a better word.
How do they not get the rightful owners?
I think rightful is a better word here than legitimate.
No, you didn't. You didn't explain it to me in a way I could understand. Because they seem a lot like the rightful owners.
Because
the rightful owner mixed their labor with nature, or they were given something that was rightfully owned, or they traded for something that was rightfully owned. All rights come from mixing your labor with nature. That's where property comes from.
Let's stop using my house as an example and use Market Basket in Swansea, technically in Keene. When they had this big field and they wanted to build a Market Basket in Keene, and Keene said, oh, you're going to have to give us this, this, and this, and this. They said, never mind, we're going to go to Swansea and build it. But did they ever have the right to tell Market Basket that if Market Basket mixed their labor with nature in this field that happened to be in the octagon or whatever, that the people calling themselves Keene, the city of Keene 200 years ago, drew, did anyone actually have the right, the rightful ability to claim ownership over that field other than Market Basket when they built the building?
Look, I don't know what to tell you when it comes to the ownership and the mixing of labor. I'm going to say that this is libertarian rhetoric, and in order to get to where we want to be. But the fact is that field in Keene, New Hampshire, the de facto reality is that the field in Keene or the field versus the field in Swansea, it doesn't make a difference because they say they own it. And they've said they've owned it for 200
years. That's not even what they say. They only act like they own it. And you know, possession is certainly 9/10 of the law or whatever, and if men with guns come onto the field...
What do you mean they don't say they own it?
They don't say they own it.
Continue with Axville.
They don't say they own it.
Okay.
Yet.
Okay, so
they
maybe
say
I'm not
so
getting,
and so
maybe I'm
is
not
the
getting
owner.
My terms, but maybe I'm not getting my terms right for you. They claim to be the lord of it.
That's not even what they say, right?
They don't say that.
You're talking
but
about
they
what
are.
Is real. Yeah, you're talking about what's really going on, that these are men with guns who will threaten and possibly kill you if you don't do what they say. That is acting as a lord. That is acting as though they own the place. But at the same time, they're saying, oh, no, it's Mr. Smith that owns this field, and he's going to sell that field to the Market Basket Corporation, and we're just over here doing paperwork just to make sure that everything goes smoothly. We're here protecting your rights and
until
blah,
you violate
blah,
the paperwork, in which case they send bureaucrats in, and then the next level is the bureaucrats with the guns, and then the next level is the body bags.
Right, so what I think what Pico's Mountaineer pointed out here, and I'm glad he called in about this because I think it was a really important distinction to make, the difference between ownership of right and this violent possession, this violent...
Well, hey, to be fair, I only called in to wish everyone a happy
Yeah,
today.
I was saying the same thing. I dragged him into
really
it.
Really important discussion. And to Mark's point, yes, we are going to have to deal with a whole bunch of thieves in order to get to the point where we can live according to a reasonable system of ownership.
You're just going to create the same system again.
Why would we do that? Why would we, who understand that system as an institution of violence...
We signed the Shire Society Declaration.
Because, ultimately, this is what makes sense.
No, it doesn't.
That,
it only makes sense for a criminal enterprise.
Hoppians may do that, but that's not us.
What's a Hoppian? Sorry, I asked Bunny, what is a Hoppian?
Well, a person who believes in, like, everything Hoppe says will say, like, well, I can't live next door to this person who's making their front yard look like white trash because it's affecting me, but really it's really not affecting you. I don't think you
well,
can
live
control
in a deed
people
restricted
that live in
neighborhood, if that's what you want.
That's what Hoppe is talking about, is basically deed restricted
yeah,
neighborhood.
Yeah, if you can't handle freedom...
Everybody would want some level of sort of protection from their neighbors, and they do, except for you. I know. And
I don't care if my neighbor's got cars and you know whatever in his front lawn. That's
I know
choice.
You don't
and,
care.
And to be
but everybody else
probably
does.
Going to be a market for a neighborhood where they have the lowest possible set of rules, and it'll probably be cheaper to live there.
Yeah.
And if you violate that set of rules that do exist. They will forcibly remove you.
I'm just saying that Mark cannot...
Which is rightful if you've already agreed to those rules.
But somebody agreed to these already. Ian agreed to buy the property.
That is not agreeing to their arbitrary rule.
There
is not.
It's not arbitrary.
It is arbitrary. Have you ever
seen arbitrary.
These people?
It's not arbitrary that it's arbitrary.
The dog license is not arbitrary. I had
no, the dog license was in place before you were born.
Yeah, it's arbitrary. And I had the dog for 4 years before I moved here, and there's no... Nothing about anything in the entire world will change if I pay or don't pay the dog license.
I'm not claiming that it'll change, and I'm not claiming it makes sense.
That's what arbitrary
it is. But the definition of arbitrary
no,
is based
arbitrary
on a whim.
You just pick something.
Yeah, based on a whim. That's what these people do. They meet every 2 weeks, and they rule people based on their whims. That's what they
do. So the reason they have dog licenses actually makes a little bit of sense. The way they enforce it makes zero.
No, it doesn't.
Then why don't they have a cat license?
Because cats are far less likely to get out there and get rabies and bite people.
That's a ridiculous reason. That's not the reason they put it in place.
What does me paying a dog license help? If Coconut got my dog...
Now, I said enforcement was dumb, didn't I?
I don't know.
Idea that they go through the list of people who got rabies shots
well,
in order to make them pay
do?
For rabies shots doesn't make any sense.
Yeah, what could you possibly do to change the situation if Coconut got rabies right now and ran out and bit someone? What could the government possibly have done to stop that?
Why did you move into a place that had a stupid rule like this?
First of all, I didn't even know about it until, I think, like 6 months after I lived
here.
You were supposed to read the contract,
Tom. That's the point.
There's 4 lifetimes worth of crap they've written down, and you better read it.
Yeah, there's all of the places have stupid rules. All of them.
And not a single one of them.
Live according to them doesn't mean that they're right.
Right, and not a single one of those groups of arbitrary rulers will ever present you with any kind of reasonable list of those rules upon your arrival on, quote-unquote, their property as an actual...
To.
Of course they don't have to, because they've got men with guns who will just kill you if you disobey their stupid list
of
rules.
It's better for them if you don't know the rules, because then they can arrest you for anything.
Yeah, that's true. I mean, it's just amazing that you can sit here and defend these people, Mark. I mean, it's just absolutely amazing.
What I'm trying to do is compare this to reality. You say that if I set up my own little cloistered society, that it's completely acceptable, no matter what rules I have. I can have the dumbest rules in the world. I can say that you don't just need a dog license, you need 9. Why? Because I picked the number 9 out of the air, right? But you say that's completely acceptable, Ian, because you choose to move there. I'm not claiming you would.
You're able to do whatever you want on your rightful property.
And that's the point I'm trying to make, is that these pieces of land have existed since before we were born. All y'all knew what was up with Keene, New Hampshire. You're just acting like you didn't.
I literally didn't know what was up with the dog licenses, just for one example. There's probably 100,000 more.
I did not read the Keene ordinances before moving here, and I suspect
you can leave any day you want.
I suspect, sir, you did not read the Westmoreland ordinances before you moved there.
I found them difficult to even find.
Yeah.
That works against your argument.
Yes, of course it does. They're inefficient and they're evil, but you accept them. You embrace them. You argue for them. I want Walmart and straight hair.
You're the one arguing for them.
I'm not.
I mean, they're legitimate.
I'm telling you to leave. If you don't like it, leave. Shut up. Quit arguing about it. It's the truth. They own it.
No,
I don't even want Walmart that bad, but they have a corporation. I want anybody to be able to make a Walmart, and
The fact that you just shouted, if you don't like it, leave, is just perfect evidence of how absurd your position is on this. You have become like a conservative talking point at this point in this discussion. I know, Peeklis, you were trying to get something in there, but he was stomping on
me. Go ahead. And not accurate.
So here's the thing. I can't leave sets of insane rules, because I can leave one set of insane rules, but only if I go to a place with another set of insane rules.
Thank you.
There's
Amen.
No place where I can just have sane rules. And yeah, if it's your rightful, like if you say you can come over to my house, but you have to have 9 licenses, well, it's your house.
Morazan.city is open right now. Any of you in that room can rent a place there for $120 a month. You can drive, fly, and there's probably some trains you could take if you wanted to.
Just situated right in front of the most dangerous city in the world for women.
It's a terrible place, but it is walled and has armed guards.
So I can just never leave the walls.
So far, there has not been violent crime in Morazan.city. I'm sure there will be at some point. But you can argue against it because you don't like it. But you can't say that an alternative doesn't exist.
No one said there weren't alternatives to the existing system. I'm glad that these things exist out there, Mark. However, it doesn't mean that you're correct that these systems or governments or whatever you want to call them, these violent people, have any kind of rightful ownership over this property.
How would they have gotten rightful ownership?
And we should not accept that they have rightful ownership over
it.
All right, well, sit there and cry like babies about it.
I'm not crying about it.
And the other thing is, I don't know these Morazan people. I don't know that they won't, like, do a bait and switch and decide that you have to have 10 dog licenses once I get there or something like that. I just don't know these people.
Well, if that were the case, you could walk away from it, because $120 a month isn't a big deal.
You can leave Keene, too.
A big deal. No, I can't leave Keene. I'm stuck here. I'm stuck in at least New Hampshire. I'm stuck at least here in New Hampshire due to the federal government and the bail conditions on me. So, no, not everyone has the freedom to do this.
You were given the opportunity to move to Mexico several years ago by me.
Yeah, and I don't want to live there either, because of what Peklis Mountaineer pointed out is everywhere you go, with the exception of maybe your Morazan.city, everywhere you go that is a normal place to go, is there's going to be a killer gang around, and they're going to try to hurt you if you don't do what they say.
Well,
that gang exists in Mexico. That gang exists in New Hampshire. They are different gangs, and they have different arbitrary rules, but they will use force against you in every single one of those situations. So just
saying
you can leave.
One gang is a little bit possible. possible that one day it could be taken over. But New Mexico, I mean, Mexico is not possible. That's just not going to happen.
Yeah,
so I'm not going to try to take over the government of Mexico, and I'm not going to give my life to my enemies. By
right,
trying
that's
to
because you have a different philosophy. You have changed into the philosophy that you should just be as free as you can possibly be and ignore all of the people that are being harmed around you. And that's fine if that's how you want to live.
What
go
if
ahead,
the people
no.
around you don't want to be your type of free, Ian?
That's pretty clearly the case for most people around me at all times.
But they also should okay. don't have the
But why are you trying to force things down their throat?
He's not. He just doesn't want to be subjugated by them.
Yeah, okay. I'm not trying to force anything down anyone's throat. That's
Hold
why we're
on.
Trying
yeah, one
to
hand,
migrate
Ian has just nailed
here.
Himself to a cross. I'm here to free everybody else that doesn't want to be free. You'll be free because I have freed you. What?
That's not what I'm
no,
saying
No, he doesn't.
At all.
He wants
what,
the people that want to be free to have the option.
Yeah, the whole point of the Free State Project and the migration of freedom lovers here is so we can gather enough people who do understand what freedom means and who do value these things to where we can have some influence and actually move these ideas forward to lessen the influence or legitimacy of these criminal gangs. Go ahead, Pecos. I know you're trying to jump in there.
Well, I just want to make a little Henry David Thoreau quote. Wherever a man goes, men will pursue him and paw him with their dirty institutions, and if they can, constrain him to belong to their desperate oddfellow society. Hmm. And we're trying to do something else here. And one thing to keep in mind is, sure, I can move to Mexico and then starve. Because where I'm at right now, I can't do the digital nomad thing yet. Like, I need to actually go make a living, which means I need to interact with these people who follow insane rules in order to be left alone.
It's really unfortunate, and I hope that everybody can at some point find some way to make money online and be able to do this.
Oh, so you're admitting not everybody can just do what you're talking about? Everybody?
Are you admitting that not everybody can move to New Hampshire?
Yeah, obviously there's people all around the world who can't come here because there's a criminal enterprise prohibiting them from coming here.
There's plenty of people. Like, if somebody's a realtor in Peoria, Illinois, right now, they've built a business being a realtor over the course of 15 years. Picking up and moving to New Hampshire is going to be a huge economic hit for them.
Yeah, no doubt. Now, I mean, look, there's certain investments.
There are can easily transfer. Right?
I mean, Mark Ward.
There are impediments to everyone moving everywhere. My recommendation is move to where you have the best life.
Yeah, that's because you don't care about other people's freedoms and what's going on.
And it's their freedom to live their life.
One thing I'd like to point out that's a difference is, like, in the situation you're describing, we don't know how long that freedom will be accepted by the men with guns there. And at least the methods that we're pursuing here by slowly but surely and in accordance with their insane ways of doing things, getting a little bit more and a little bit more freedom means that at least what we do get will be accepted by the psychopaths with guns.
So there are jerks and fits and starts to all freedom in all places. I certainly wouldn't hold up New Hampshire as the best place to be, say, in COVID in 2020 and 2021. And I'm sure you wouldn't either. But
it's better than Texas.
It's better than Texas, and I'm not advocating people move to Texas. Mexico tended to be better in some ways than these other places, but San Juan, Puerto Rico, I got yelled at by a cop through a loudspeaker for not wearing a mask on the street.
I was just saying that New Hampshire really wasn't, like, so bad with COVID. It just seemed so bad.
I thought it was better.
Because it was, like, better than... I mean, because it was suddenly something totally crazy going on, but in comparison to the rest of the 50 states... I don't think it was as mid-pack as some people say. Like, I traveled to 20 states in 2020, not 19. So I think I can say so.
The only thing that I would say about New Hampshire when I was there, and I'm trying to diss New Hampshire. I think New Hampshire is a great place to live. I've chosen to make it my legal tax residence. But what I would say about it was when I was in New Hampshire in 2020 and 2021, you would... talk to somebody at a grocery store about a mask, whereas when I was in Florida in 2021, you would not. Like in Florida, I was just without a mask.
Well, you're
in
saying
New Hampshire,
you're
I had
not,
to show
that's
a little.
Keen. That's the thing. In Manchester, where I lived for a month and a half in 2020, the thick of it too, like September and October, there was never a time that I had to wear a mask and never a time that anyone said anything to me about the mask.
Okay. I you're right. I did not live in Manchester, New Hampshire. I only lived in Keene, New Hampshire.
There were probably some parts of Florida that were more highly enforced than others.
We know there were. There was a caller that called in and said that the like really Cuban parts of Miami were just masked the entire 2 years.
Yeah, so I think it just depends on where you are.
One criticism just in general of the idea that I have is that, you know, what if, okay, well, I move here for these freedoms, and then, oh, well, these freedoms aren't here anymore, so I'll move over here because I'm freer here. Oh, well, I'm not free here anymore, I'll move over here. And slowly but surely, the highest possible amount of freedom is less and less and less as composed...
Wouldn't you be creating demand for that freedom? You're creating demand for the freedom that you want, and presumably other people are going to do the same thing. So places are going to say, I want this freedom.
You need other people, though. You can't do it alone.
You don't have to fight for it. You can just build it.
Well, I like the idea of just building something. Unfortunately, the criminal element that we've been discussing here isn't just going to go away because you want to ignore them. I mean, we've seen people We've seen people try that before.
The issue I have with the demand, though, is that it's one of those things like you don't have to be faster than the bear, just faster than the guy next to you. So they don't actually have to give you the most freedom, just like they have to be a little freer than this guy. Whereas if we go to one place, create a free society slowly but surely, then we can actually increase the amount of freedom that way.
Yep, and I think that's certainly the long-term plan. Obviously, it's not happening fast enough for some people, and if they just want to go live on their own in a walled-off city, I think that, you know, more power to them. I wish them the best. I really hope that that system works. I hope that that becomes a success and that, you know, the government criminals in Honduras don't come in there and raid the place with a, you know, a SWAT team someday, because I suspect that the armed guards are not going to keep them out. Thank you, Peekless Mountaineer, for the call here tonight. I appreciate it. If you didn't get on tonight with us, then call us tomorrow. We'll be sure to get you on soon. Then I think Mark's going to be back tomorrow, if I'm correct about that. So he'll
yes, I intend to.
He'll have round two, and Aria should be joining us as well. We'll see you
Thank
tomorrow
you.
Online. In the meantime, freetalklive.com.
I love you, Bonnie.
Love you.
It's all too obvious. We're being let down by the institutions we used to trust. American families are talking about a future of food shortages, banks failing, society breaking down, and what seems like the setup for the apocalypse. But instead of throwing up their hands, folks are leaning into self-reliance, investing in emergency food storage now more than ever. And My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, has made it easier than ever for you to have peace of mind knowing you're prepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and stock up on their best-selling 3-month emergency food kit. You get tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. For a limited time, save $200 plus get free shipping on 3-month emergency food kits at MyPatriotSupply.com. It's time to prepare for what we all know is coming. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.